Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, right, I'm going to tell him something if I now open you up. What did she say back? What did she say?
She said, here's my Instagram, much easier. And she sent me a screenshot of her Instagram.
All right, hey, this is what you want to say. Say this. Say, now I have a bone to pick with you, LOL. Follow me on this. Now I have a bone to pick with you, LOL. Are you ready?
That's it.
No.
Yeah.
After looking at a photo of you, how can you be upset at me going for a hug or a kiss? Hurry up. I got one more. For a hug or kiss.
I'm ready.
Okay. I can see if you were unattractive, but you're not. Ready?
All right. Yep.
All right. And like I said before, I don't mind taking a step back.
Yeah.
To move forward. Send that shit. We about, the lines are open, guys. Hold on, I'm about to answer y'all calls. But send that shit. Because, gentlemen, one thing y'all going to learn about this motherfucking game for real motherfuckers, if y'all have text problems with a woman, y'all just call the fuck in. I can talk to any motherfucking woman. That's what game does, man. That's what game is all about. So, now send that. Hold on, let me grab these other calls. But call her. When she replied back, just say she replied back, okay? I'm going to have you open, all right? Let me grab these other calls real quick, okay? 859, what's your question? 316. 859, what's your question, brother?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
What's good, brother? How can I help you?
I don't really have a question. I have, like, a problem. Every time
okay, what's
when
the problem?
I see, like, when I see, like, a cute girl that I don't like, what do you call his name? I overthink, like, I don't approach her. I just, like, she might have a boyfriend. She might have somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, brother, real quick. Can you read her mind?
Nah, I don't.
Okay. If you can't read her mind, then stop trying to. Remember, young man, the only way you'll get it right is by doing. Okay. Do you have a book in front of you? Grab a book or a magazine real quick.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You got it in front of you?
Yeah.
Now, usually I tell you to ball that shit up and smack yourself in the face, but I'm going to be nice today. So what I want you to do, I want you to open five pages. Just turn five pages and count it. Go.
Okay.
Count it. Louder. Louder.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. When you turn those pages, were you thinking about women? Were you thinking about rejection? Or were you doing what it is you were told yourself to do? Which one was it?
I was doing what I was called to do.
Right. So think about this. If you just see a woman and tell yourself to do it and go and do it, then your chances are better with the woman because you're not making up fairy tales to prevent you from talking to women. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. So just start doing that, okay? You got to go to the man mindset. I don't even know if I opened up the free game kit. I got to open up the tech. I think I got the kit already for you. So go to the man mindset and begin the process. Go get your puzzle set or anything like that. I got to grab the next call. Do you have any other questions, 859?
No, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, respect to you, man.
He just takes back.
Okay, hold on, 859. Let me hope this motherfucker. 316, I got you 1 second. What did she say back?
She said... Demilo, what the fuck that means? Tell me this: what would you think of me if every man who thought I was attractive got to hug and kiss me the first time they met me?
Okay, stop right there. Okay, wait. What would you think of me? Okay, first off, say I will never think about other men. Let me know you're done.
I'm done.
I was just being honest with you. I'm not done. Even though I said I wanted to hug and kiss you, doesn't mean we have to hug and kiss. Watch this, guys. God damn. Done? Are you ready?
Yeah.
I just want to let you know where I stand. Because the last thing I want to be is in your friend zone. Send that shit. 316, I'm about to open you up. Send that shit right there. Hold on, guys. I opened the lines. I got the lines rolling. Hold on. Let me get 316. Send that shit. 316, what's your question, brother, while we're doing this? What's up, brother?
Hey, Dean. I'm 19 years old, and I'm at the beginning stage of adulthood. And I guess my question for you is, what are the steps to becoming an alpha male?
Okay. Young man. It's not about becoming an alpha male, okay? All right, and I kind of posted this the other night of my last show we did the other night. It's not about becoming an alpha male. It's about when you're 18 to 25, it's starting the process of becoming a boss and a shot caller of your life. It's at right. This point of your life is when you're leaving home and you are cultivating your castle right now. That means that you got to remember this. I always tell you guys the three laws you must follow. The first law is the law of the street, law of the land, don't kill anybody. The second law is the law of the street. The third law is the law of your job. You follow those laws right there, but outside of that, you could create your life to your specifications. But it's not just creating your life to your specifications, young man. It's standing on what the fuck you created. Don't look at trying to be alpha. I don't want you to be alpha. I want you to be your last name. I want you to be your fingerprint and stand on who you are, because you are the only one of your kind in this world. So you have got to behave like you're the only one of your kind. So don't look at the word alpha. Look at the word of you learning how to be a boss and a shot caller. It is at this moment right here where you're cultivating what you're going to become for the rest of your life. It is when you leave mom's home and you live in your own apartment or with your roommates, your word is the beginning of your law, your rule, your code, your mission statement, your legacy statement, your vision statement. You don't bend, move, or waver from those things, young man. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
She just took that.
Oh, okay, hold on, 64. Oh, but you got me a 318? You good on that, brother?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, young man. Any other questions you got?
No, I'm good.
Okay, respect to you. We'll throw you back in, man. Respect to you. All right, 614, what did she say, brother?
She said, it was just incredibly forward, that's all, especially considering the statement.
Watch this. Say this. Allow me to make it up to you. Wait, since you feel that way, start right here. Since you feel that way.
All right.
Allow me to make it up to you. Tomorrow.
All right.
When you're done, by making you smile, laugh, blush and react to the two. Rabbi, are you done? And react.
I'm done.
To the two of us getting to know each other better.
All right.
Because I'm so honest. Sometimes I have my honesty on my sleeve. I I believe in keeping things 1,000 with everybody. Let me know you're done. You done? Then that way we'll know where we stand with each other. Then send that shit. Hey, and when you send it this time, take a photo of yourself and send that motherfucker back. Send that photo. Send that message. Take your phone and hold it up to your face. Say the word ass and hit click and send that photo of you smiling. Because now we playing with the food, guys. Y'all see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see that? See, we're still not letting her get away. She's trying everything she can to dominate and control the conversation because she's so used to controlling conversations. She's trying to push and trying to put you back in that fucking box, and we're not going to do it. We're going to keep moving forward, guys. Remember, listen to what we're doing. He came out and said he wanted a hug and a kiss. He backed up a little bit, but listen, gentlemen, listen to me. He lost the battle, but he didn't lose the fucking war. Remember in this game, guys, sometimes we don't go back. We'll move to the side. We're moving to the side right here. He lost that battle, but we're still moving forward. Remember, he's still in the war. He's still in the game. He lost the battle, and he's moving on, okay? I just want to let y'all guys know that. So I don't want y'all guys ever think that you out. You just got to learn how to maneuver. That's all we're doing right now. It's moving. Okay, you send that to her, right?
Yeah, but she takes it back before I can send some shit.
That's okay. Come on. This is chess, man. This is that quick chess shit. It's like move, click. You got to be boom, 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 boom. You send that shit, and what did she say back? What did she say?
She said, you work tomorrow morning, and I work tomorrow night, which is why we agreed to Friday morning. And then she said,
okay, listen. Say, I have no – say, look, say you're right. But we don't work all 24 hours.
Oh, she said, damn, today is Friday. That's nice. I'm free this morning, meaning 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.-ish.
Okay, wait. Okay, what time do you work?
I work tomorrow in the morning, like 7:30. I get off at like 1 and 2.
Okay, she said 10 to what?
She said 10 to 2, though.
Okay, what time do you get the fuck off of work?
Sometimes I get off early, so it's like no later than 2. I get off.
Okay, let her know that shit. Say this, I get off around 2. And say this, if you can just bear with me and see me at 2, say that, come on. Got it, guys. All right, ready?
Yeah.
You just bear with me and see me at 2. Then I'll let you give me an extra hug. LOL. Just kidding. And then send that bitch. Now, remember, I said, I need you to take that photo. Come on. Send that shit and then take that quick photo. All right. Wait. Send that shit. Because what you're doing is having fun now. If she can make it around 2. Then I'm going to let you give me an extra hug. LOL, just kidding, with the photo shot. Send that shit. Send that shit. Because, guys, what y'all will learn, there is no motherfucker in those manospheres and in YouTube that can spit motherfucking flavor like this. Like that. Don't have to wait 1 second. Y'all notice every time she says something, I already got the answer, and I'm already explaining to you what I'm doing, how I'm moving, why I'm moving, and where I'm going with this. This is how game is. This is how it works when you know what you're doing, gentlemen. And this is what we're doing live. We're turning everything around. Now she's not. Now we're starting to be a little more flirty. We're getting her off with a kiss. But we damn sure gonna move towards that goddamn hug. Okay, we doing it. Yeah. Okay, what?
She said very funny. 2 p.m. Right? Question mark.
Okay. Yeah. Hey. Say you like that, didn't you? LOL. Say you like that, didn't all you? Right. LOL. And say absolutely 2 o'clock. And let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
But now we got that out of the way. Let me know you're done. Now that we got that out of the way, you know, now it's time to know what's behind that smile. Send that shit. Because now we about to take some offensive measures. See, right now we move and movement. Now we bringing in the tanks. We're bringing in the missiles now. Now we about to really fuck her up, guys. Watch this shit. Watch. Watch this.
All right, go ahead and send it.
Send that shit, yeah. Because now we got that out the way. So 2 o'clock, you locked in, right?
Yep.
2 o'clock, you locked in, right? Okay.
Yep.
Now it's time to really blow her motherfucking mind. Now it's time to take the offensive because now time to search for position. Now we need to know what makes you so special. Watch this, guys. Watch this move that comes up. She gonna say something. Yeah, I know she typing already because she's intrigued. She's excited.
She said already answered. She said already answered.
What? Already answered what?
Hey,
say no. You didn't answer this question. And send it. Say you didn't answer this question I have for you. You didn't answer this question I have for you. And send that. And send that.
Right.
And watch this, guys. Watch motherfucking man mindset game. Watch. She ain't ready for this bomb I'm about to drop on her ass. Gentlemen, get your crayons out. And always remember this, guys. I'm going to use her greatest want as her greatest weakness in the next thing I'm about to say. Remember, guys. Every woman bitches, the number one bitch that women have is why doesn't he want to know about me and who I am? Why doesn't he want to get to know me? What's that?
She said, which is, question mark. Like which, what?
I want to know.
I'm ready.
What separates you from all the other women out there?
All right.
She's never been asked that question before in her life, guys. She's never been in a position to have to think. Send that shit. Because what you're sending her is now you're saying, okay, now let's play. Let's get to know each other better. I want to know. Because, hey, write this because this is one in the chamber. Watch this, guys. I want to know what makes you smile. Write that down. Hurry up. I want to know what makes you smile. Ready? Write this down. Hurry up.
All right. Send it.
I want to know what makes you laugh. Hurry up.
And she's typing too fast. Go ahead.
Hurry up. You type, nigga. Type. Come on. Write this down.
I'll laugh.
Hurry up, man. Ready? Come on, man. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And I want to know what makes you dance in the rain. Now, hold that right there. Hold that position because no matter what she says, watch this, guys. We're going to be able to send that message right there. No matter what the fuck she says, we can send that message right now. Watch this. We're going to wait to see what she says. Remember, I want to know what makes you smile. I want to know what makes you blush. And I want to know what makes you dance in the rain. Hold the line. It doesn't matter what the fuck she says. That's what we're going to be sending next. Because, guys, what y'all got to understand is this is how game works. This is how you control things. Because right now, she's trying to fight for control. We got to maintain and push forward by standing on our square. But now we're challenging her. Now she's going to reply back. Now, remember, we're going to send what you said, and then we're going to hit her with a double one of which she replied back. Watch this, guys. Come on, man. That's what we
all
do
right.
here.
I sent all that shit that she said, and she said absolutely nothing. I listen to City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. I have mood swings. I steal food and hoodies. And
hey,
I know
no. Hey, send that. Send don't matter. See what I'm saying? Send that. See, that's how the game is, guys. I'm already 10 moves ahead. Y'all saw that shit. Y'all saw that live on the air. It doesn't matter what she says. I already have one in the chamber that's going to work no matter what the fuck she says. Come on, guys. Come on. Come on. This is how I know you sent what I told her, right?
Yeah, I already sent. And then she said, what separates me from people in general? I don't let my pain turn my heart cold. I value a world where kindness, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
I don't, hey, fuck all that shit. Fuck all that. Let's go keep going. Let's push it. But fuck all that goofy ass shit she's saying. Say the reason why I asked you those three questions. Hurry up.
Yeah.
It's because I'm trying to get to the core of you versus the surface level you. Come on, man. Come on, man. There you go, Jay. If you keep, gentlemen, if you keep questioning her character, y'all remember, she's only used to y'all motherfuckers that want to fuck. So she never defends the position of her character because nobody ever challenges her character. Now we challenging that shit. Now we're making her think. Now we're making her.
She just take back.
What'd she say?
I couldn't even say what you said, but she said, if you keep your promise, I keep mine. Pretty simple.
Hey, say this to her. Say, it's not about promises.
Wait, you want me to say what you first said? The reason why I asked her that?
Wait, what? Did you say what I told you to send?
Nah, she takes me back before I can send it.
What the fuck is send what I told you to send, please? Come on, man, look. She's trying to get up on you. Send this when I get done. Send this shit, man. Send
right,
it. Come
I'll
on, man. We wait, dog. We in the game, man. This is what this is excitement, dog. We playing chess. She thinks she playing chess versus a motherfucker playing checkers, and we playing chess with her. We playing chess. Shit, let's go. Right. So, what did she say last?
Okay, I sent that just now. She said, my core and my surface aren't very far apart. What you see is what you get.
Stop setting it up. But say this. But the key thing is they are apart. Hurry up. The key thing is that they are apart. Hurry up. I got it in my head. Come on. Come on. I'm ready.
Right.
Come on. That's why I'm trying to see things in you that the average guy won't ask about. Send that shit. See, now she's playing defense, but everything she says, we are fucking challenging her. Jay, that's what it's about, gentlemen. When you challenge their character and force them, she doesn't know about her character because all her life she's standing on her fucking beauty, her ass, and her titties. We are saying, fuck, we know they're apart, but I want the core. I don't want what other guys get. I want what guys don't get. Come on. Come on. That's what we're talking about right there, Rattle. Gentlemen, this is the game right here. See, y'all have to be prepared for everything they say, but where you want to take her, that's the question. She's got the boat. She's got the sail. And y'all guys going to learn when I drop that, the sex mindset, are you going to be the wind or the current? That's how we're going to be breaking down. Can't talk about that. What'd she say? What'd she say?
She said, you're not asking anything I haven't answered before, sweetness.
Hey. Wait, you're not asking for anything I said before, sweet. Say. Say,
she
I'm not.
Sweetness.
Okay, wait a second. Say, I'm not asking. Wait,
She said, but I like this. I'll answer more questions if you have them.
Hey, no. Say, I have a million more questions if you want to play. Do you want to play, sweetie? Oh, we about to change this motherfucker up.
Damn.
Send that shit, man. Do you want to play, sweetie? Because everything she asks, we're going to start to add a pinch of flirting. A little bit of master the bedroom. We're going to start adding some five play. We're going to start putting a little more flavor in her ear. We got this, man. Yeah, you know I'm a goddamn Leo, man. Hey, 718, you know I'm a Leo. You know I'm a goddamn Leo, dog. Shit. Hey, brother. Hey, 718. When your boy, hey, 718, when I talk, I do this. Oh, I'm sorry. I do this. So you already know what the fuck I am. I'm a Leo. You goddamn right. So did she reply back?
Yeah, she said, I already told you I'm willing to answer all you have to ask. All you have to do is ask.
Okay, well, you ready? All right, let's fuck her up. Ready?
Yep.
Then tell me something you've never told a guy before. Tell me something about yourself that you've never told a guy before. And then say this. You want to play? Let's play.
Damn.
Come on, man. There's nothing a woman can say that you can't return serve on. We knocking her the fuck off her square. Y'all see that? We knocking her off her square. Come on, man. This is the fun y'all should be having. This is exciting. This is you in the game right now, baby. It's fourth and goal, baby. 2 seconds left on the clock. You down. We going to the basketball court, baby. 5 seconds to go. You just got the ball, and you got to bring that shit up because y'all up. Y'all losing by 2 points, and you don't want to tie the game. You want to pull up and shoot that motherfucking jumper and walk the fuck off. This is what I'm talking about, man. This is why the game is fun, because the women, they've never met me before. So they're not used to me. Hey, I'm getting deeper and deeper. Remember, I'm pushing her.
Shit. Hold on.
Oh, shit, what'd she say? You want to play? Come on.
She said, I'm an open book. There isn't much about myself I haven't told about.
All right, wait. Hey, say this to her. Even though you're an open book, I'm trying to read the chapters. No, I'm trying to read the hitting chapters. And I want to know something about you that you've never told anybody before. And I got one thing to say. Hurry up. Write that. And I will be happy to tell you anything you want to know about me. Guys, it's a game right here, man. This is what we live for, brothers. All y'all guys, listen, man. I'm calling, but this is what we live for. Guys, we talk to a woman. It's not about, look, I'm trying to cut out all the bullshit. I'm trying to get this thing to more intimacy. I'm trying to move this towards intimacy. The only way we can move it is keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward slowly. Remember, we lost the battle. Now we're starting to win another battle after another battle, and soon we're going to win this war. But this is how the game plays. And I see a lot of y'all guys saying, man, y'all are texting too much. No, man, we trying to chisel away at this motherfucking woman, because guess what? She ain't used to a motherfucker challenging her like that. She's not used to someone challenging her character. So she's intrigued by the conversation. Most women, when they're intrigued, they want to continue, because now we're tapping into that emotion. We're pushing away from the body. We're tapping into the emotion. Now we want to give her what's up? What'd she say?
Oh, she's lame. She said, I'll have my question sooner than later, but here's something I haven't told you. Then she said, I hate tomatoes. Like, come on now. I'll just tell you that.
No. Wait. Hey, say this. Say that's cool. Because one of these days you're gonna invite me to your place. So I'll make sure I won't ask for spaghetti. And put a winky face. There's nothing they can, guys, remember I told you. Guys, look at the tennis match. I want to send that to you. Look at the tennis match. I want to show you. Remember the tennis match I showed y'all guys? There's nothing that a woman can say, because remember, guys, I'm showing you this right here. The tennis match. No matter. Hold on, Carl. Let me tell the guys or something. Call, guys, look. No matter what she says, I'm staying within the flirt to fuck, flavoring her ear, flavoring her eye, sexually making her smile, laugh, or moan. I am hitting the back, master the bedroom, blush, thank her, react. That's all I'm doing right here, guys. I'm returning. It don't matter. She can say bananas, fucking cucumbers. I don't give a fuck what she say. I'm turning this shit towards sex, and I'm pushing this shit towards me getting to her crib, as you can see. Do you see how I did that shit, motherfuckers? She's talking about I like tomatoes, thinking that she's going to throw a motherfucker off. She ain't throwing your boy off. She can't throw the game off. Scribe. Write this down, Scribe. The next time a member brings up a fruit or a vegetable, make sure we utilize that fruit and vegetable in the bedroom. Scribe out. I describe myself. Because, guys, what y'all getting right here, guys, is 100% game. It's 100% original. It's 100% authentic, guys. This is what we do. There ain't nobody doing the shit we do. There's not one motherfucker doing what you see right here. There's not one motherfucker spitting this kind of game right here. Unscripted. Live on the air. Not backing down. Not running away. But controlling the motherfucking conversation. Come on with it. What's she saying now?
Nah, she ain't take back yet.
All right, you know why? Because she's thinking about something to say right now. She don't know what to say. She thought she could throw you off with a tomato. Guys, I took tomato because I like lasagna and shit. So why not take tomato, think about lasagna, and think about her cooking for me, and say, okay, well, then we won't have lasagna when one of these days when you cook for me. Why the fuck can't we say that? Why the fuck we can't say that? Much love, the true easy. That's what we do. That's what we do. Come on, man. There you go, Elizabeth. That's what we're trying to do. Look, she is nothing a woman can say that we can't turn around in our benefit. Remember, that's game 101. Never back down from words, sentences, or phrases. You always take what they say and use it to your benefit. Come on, man. Shit, we in the cockpit right now. Shit, let's go. Let's see. See, she don't know what to say right now. We getting towards victory. You want to know why? Because we're pushing the agenda where we want it to go. And we're being funny. And we're being witty. And we're being a pinch of a little bit of smooth in there as well. And right now, she's trying to see what she's going to say next, if she says anything at all. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. God damn it, Mr. John, you motherfucking right. You guys show me one motherfucker in the manosphere. You show me one motherfucker doing all that pill shit. You show me one Metal, one SYSBM, one go your own way. You show me one making about high value, clothes, money, and status motherfucker doing what you see right here. Show me one. Because you want to know why? They can't do real motherfucking game because they don't know what game is. Show me a motherfucker doing this shit right here. Come on, man. That's what we talking about, John. Yeah, see, you getting it, J-Dog. Brothers, this is why we talk about position. I'm not trying to force myself on her. I'm only attacking the one thing the average motherfucker doesn't attack. That's her goddamn character. What'd she say?
She said spaghetti, and of course marinara sauce doesn't count, or ketchup. What the fuck?
Say LOL. LOLL. So tell me what would you cook for me if everything worked out between us? Hurry up. Come on.
All right.
And you realize that I was the one. Now, hold on. I'm not done. One more thing. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Because you said no tomatoes. I'm just respecting what you're saying. LOL. Send that shit. Shout out to King out this motherfucker. Guys, look, this is what I'm saying, man. When you men out here, this is a combination while we doing this, guys. I want y'all to see something, guys, and I'm not playing with y'all. Serious. I got love for y'all. That's why I'm staying on this shit to show y'all some game. Gentlemen, when you look to yourself and you tap into your motherfucking mind, you begin to cultivate something that nobody can stop because you're the only one of your kind. There's nobody out there like you. You got to use what makes you you. Use the thing that got you to the motherfucking egg. Use the thing that got you here. You have drive. You have passion. You have discipline, man. You just need someone to help you find that shit. Man, this is fun, man. Guys, you should be doing this with five women. You should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back to one, to this one, to that one, to this one, to that one. It's how fun the game is, man.
Hold on, she texts me back.
All right, she texts it back. See that, guys? We hooking her. Now, see, the average guy say, oh, man, y'all texting too much. Guys, if we can get the bullshit out the way, then we can move to more intimacy. You see what I'm saying? If we can just get the bullshit out the way. See, most of y'all guys go on dates to do what we're doing right now. But think about this. If we get this shit out the way, then we can move towards intimacy. You see how that works? We get all this silly ass shit out the way now. See, what y'all guys do is you want to set up a date, and then you want to sit on a date and do all this bullshit right here. Fuck you. Not doing that shit. I'm getting this shit out the way while I'm playing with the food. That's all I'm doing. Playing with the food, and now she's rolling with the punches. We are moving somewhere. Let's see what she got to say. Let's shout out to my chat room dog. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do. All right,
she said, well, I'll let you know if you turn out to be that person for me.
I'm shocked. I thought you said you would answer any question. I guess I won. Come on, man. Use what she says against her. She says she's an open book. She says she'll answer any question. I'm just, hey, I won. You said you're open to answer any question. I hit you up. You can't answer that. Say, I know if, hey, say, right there. Send that to her and say this. Say, if once I know that you are different from other women, I know what I would cook for you. And I know how I will set things up. Send that shit right now. See that shit right now? Come on, man. Come on, man. We all in this motherfucking shout out to Sean in the house. Shout out to Nelson in the motherfucking house. Lex Carver. This is what we doing, TB. Come on, man. Y'all over there complaining about women? This is how you learn. You learn by trusting yourself. But you learn by someone who knows what the fuck they're doing, man. You'll never hear me complain. You see why I don't complain about women? You see why I don't see them as a scourge of the earth and you can't get them, man? Come on, man. The game is easy when you this is fun, man. This is when y'all, this is Christmas Eve. This is October 31st, man. She thinks I'm playing checkers, but now she knows I'm a chess opponent, and she don't even know how to move right now. I got her all the way fucked up. Yeah, me. Come on, man.
All right. Let's be fair. I'd rather just have crab legs.
Okay. Hey. Say, are you making them or am I cooking them? Now, one more thing. Because if I was cooking them, I'll be happy to tell you every move I'll make when you knock on that door. I'm trying to push it towards intimacy, guys. I'm trying to move it now. I'm trying to push that pendulum. I'm trying to force her down that fucking hole to make her ask, what would you do if I knocked on that door? That's what I'm trying to do. We're trying to get her to bite on knocking on the door so we can go ahead and put some flavor in her motherfucking ass, dog. Y'all see that shit? You see that? There you go. Hey, Lex, that's what I'm trying to say right there, brother. Yes. Y'all see what I'm saying to y'all young men? I'm not mad at her. I don't think she ain't shit and all that stuff. I'm just putting my motherfucking bid in, man. That's all I'm doing. There's nothing that she can't say. Shout out to this is my brother from another mother. Man, if you want to know motherfucking gang, this is my dog right here. Shout out to my motherfucking dog, man. This is what we do. My motherfucking boy, no better. Hey, better, man, we putting up some flavor in the chick ear that's on some bullshit. But we try to get it to knock on that door so we can talk about playing with that motherfucking pussy. Shout out to my boy, no better. Hey, is she paused? Is she typing? What is she doing right now?
She said, I get them my smooth place, go home and eat them in my living room while watching Netflix.
Okay, hey. Say, so you don't want to know how it would be like if I cooked those crabs for you? And send that shit. Because, hey, and we'll wait, and I'll hold this in the chamber. Because you can do this. Now, here's your option. Because, like, say, we'll wait to see she says. Because it's the thinking, 10 moves ahead. It doesn't – now, guys, here's the choice. If she keeps pushing it towards her house, chilling at her house, then I want to ask her, what is it going to be like if I knocked on your door? Somebody's going to knock on the goddamn door. This is the next move. Either I'm knocking on your door or you're knocking on mine. That's where we're going. I'm telling y'all right now. I don't give a fuck if she's saying she's going to eat some fucking butter brickle ice cream and shit, masturbate, and fucking go to bed after reading a goddamn book and drinking some wine. I want to know what's going to happen when I knock on your goddamn door, or are we going to talk about when you knock on mine? That's the motherfucking next move, gentlemen. I'm already 10 moves ahead. I got it in the chamber. So that means no matter what she says, gentlemen, I'm giving y'all the playbook. No matter what she says, we either going to talk about the experience if I knocked on your door, or we're going to talk about experience if you knocked on mine. That's where I'm going with this shit. Fuck that. We're going to take more of a move now. Watch this, guys. I don't give a fuck what she say. Watch this, guys. It don't matter what she say. Somebody knocking on somebody's door next. She typing right now, dog?
Nah, she ain't say nothing.
Yeah, she contemplating some shit right now. Let's see what the fuck she say. Gentlemen, I don't care what she says. She talking about Netflix and chill, all that crab eating shit. I don't give a fuck. Because guess what, guys? Whatever she says, I'm pushing towards knocking on doors. She's going to either knock on my door or I'm going to knock on her door. And see, guys, that's how you push the pendulum. Remember, guys, we slow cooking this. I'm not forcing it. I'm just taking what she's saying. This is texting toolkit right here. I'm using the branch. I'm using conversation class 1, 2, and 3. I'm not using dirty talk yet. I'm using types of women, flirt to fuck. I'm using what you see is a combination of things, but this is the end result right here. This is what we're showing y'all guys. And what also I'm showing you, you notice that we're not backing the fuck down. Do you notice that, guys? We're not backing. Oh, did she say something? Is that her?
Yeah.
All right, what'd she say?
If I did, I would have asked, but you must. All right,
wait,
if you must.
Hey, wait. What'd she say?
She said, if I did, I would have asked, but if you must tell me, I'm listening.
Hey, Jay, wait. Say, since you don't want to know about what the experience is about coming over to my place, since you don't want to know about the experience you'll have when you come over to my place, let me know you're ready.
All right.
Then tell me about the experience I would have if I came to yours. Y'all see that shit right there? Hey, she don't wanna knock on our door. We're gonna knock on her motherfucking door. What did I tell you guys? It doesn't matter what she says. I know what I want, and I'm just moving to that point. I'm not gonna push her to come over to my motherfucking crib if she don't. But you know what? Why don't you tell me about the experience? I'd like to know about the experience, what it's going to be like if I came knocking at your door. Because now, gentlemen, if she's saying something boring, I'm going to check her on it. I want to know if you're exciting. Hold on.
She said you wouldn't.
I wouldn't what?
Because what she said, you said.
Say I wouldn't what?
Oh, she's still typing. Hold on.
Okay, let's see what she's saying. Hold on.
I'm not very keen on inviting others to my home.
Say, I didn't ask to come over. I'm just trying to find out how deep that mind of yours is. Let me know when you're done. I'm just trying to find out how deep your imagination is. You're about to hit her in the gut with this one. I've never asked a woman to ever go over to her place. Let me know you're done.
All right.
Because I'm so used to being invited. And put a winky face. Fuck that. You see that shit, guys? Fuck that. We ain't gonna let her. I'm not trying to go to your place. I'm just trying to see what you about, but guess what? I don't even have to ask. I never ask to go to your place anyway. I'm usually invited anyway. Shit, fuck that. see this motherfucker say, I'm texting a woman, send a voice note. She doesn't send photos when I tell her to and doesn't. Okay. What I'm saying to you right now, PN, is I'm saying, you know what? Send her this message. Say, I was wrong about you. I thought your character matched your beauty, and I'm sorry for wasting your time and mine. Take care. Send that shit. That's what I'm telling y'all. Y'all sitting around here letting these women dictate shit. If she ain't biting on the bait, yank that fucking bait and that goddamn hook and go to another side of the fishing pond. Fuck her. Neck, what's going on with old girl? Come on. Y'all learning dating, man. Come on, man. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm having fun, yes. But if I sense that she's being standoffish, I'm cutting this shit off. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm cutting that shit off. Let her say some more cockamamie shit. Say, see, you ain't even fun. Because, see, what I'm trying to figure out in this, thank you for the super chat, brother. Appreciate that, man. All right, King, you be good, man. You be good. But, hey, this is what I'm saying, guys. There you go, Nelson. You got to be willing to walk away if you feel like we're wasting our time. And, see, this is the reinforcement that y'all understand. Because if she starts to get all standoffish and cocky and shit like that, I'm going to say, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man. I thought you were fun. I thought, you know what, I'm learning more about your character as we speak, and you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Take care. That, y'all understand, dog? Why? Because I'm not playing motherfucking games. We in the game right now, but I'm not going to play that bullshit. And if she keep that silly shit up and start being a smart ass, I'm cutting that shit. I don't have time. Rod, I'm trying to, Rod, you guys, y'all take this shit over to the other side and say, what red pill guy does this? What metal does this? What guy that says hypergamy does this? What guy that bitches about the government and women says this? None of them motherfuckers speak this shit. But what I'm saying to you guys is that we can push the pendulum, which we're doing. But this is the beautiful thing about being a man. What we're doing, slowly and surely, are pulling back layers. And sometimes, gentlemen, in this game, you're going to run into a point where you got to make a man decision. Because if she starts to stall and starts to give you a little bit of attitude, I'm out. Hey, you take care of yourself. I'm gone. I'm trying to get to know you a little bit better, but it seems like you don't want to talk to me, so you know, I don't want to waste our time. But I'm showing y'all this, man. Thank you, Iggy, for the love, man. We got all y'all motherfuckers covered. That's why we're going to hang in this bitch and show you guys how it works. But this is the beautiful thing about the game that y'all going to learn. You are going to get rejected more than you get accepted. So you have to understand that you push and push and push. But what you understand, I didn't say nothing about pussy. I didn't say anything about, wait, my phone. I didn't say anything about that shit. But what I'm showing you is this is how it works, man. Come on, man. All right, wait, she's right, typing. She all right, what'd she say?
She said, well, I'll need time to think about that. Next question.
All right, send this to her. Say, wow, what is there to think about? It's a simple question. I want you to say this to her. Say, I'm not trying to interview you.
All right.
I'm asking because I'm so tired of shallow women. Who have nothing to say. And just stand right on their body. That's that's why I'm asking you these things, but I don't want to feel like this is an episode of 60 Minutes. I'm just trying to peel back deeper layers to you. Send that shit. See that, guys? Starting to bring other women in this shit. Because now I'm starting to challenge her. I'm trying to tell her, look, I'm trying to show her. I see a lot of women. You know what? I get rid of them fast. If they are just shallow, I don't like shallow women. I want women. I want to go. Listen, say right this. Say at the end of the day, I don't like shallow women. I like to go to the deep end of the ocean. At the end of the day, I don't like shallow women who don't have nothing to talk about or nothing to offer. I like going to the deeper end of the ocean and spin that shit as well. You want to know why, guys? Because we're at the point right now where we're about to get to the crossroads, gentlemen. It's I can see it in front of me. So we're at this point where we're about to throw our ass back in the water because I'm not going to ask you a bunch of fucking questions. You can't even answer the questions I'm asking you. Guys, I'm showing y'all. Watch this shit. Watch. Watch this. Y'all watching game. This is game, how it works. I'm not Ed Bradley, motherfucker. I don't want to know just about you. This is where we have a crossroads for all you guys because we remember 10 moves ahead. We can go to the left and we can push more about us and our expectations, or we can go to the right and drop our ass. But guys, you know what we're going to do? We're going to swing left and we're going to start talking about us. It's time for us to start laying down our laws, rules, and codes and our expectations of a woman. I was thinking about throwing her away, guys, but now it's time to start laying the law down of what I expect a woman to be in my world. Y'all ready for this game? Y'all ready for this? Because I don't care what she says next, I'm going to start telling her about what I expect. Fuck. No more questions. Now it's time to start telling her my expectations. We swinging this motherfucker left. Watch this, guys.
Damn.
Watch this.
All right. She said,
what'd she say?
Well, to put it plainly, it does feel like an interview, a little forced.
Okay. Hey. Say, interview over. And say this. I'm a drama-free man. Say, I love steaks. I love nice steaks. I love ribeye steaks. Say, I love watching sports. You ready?
All right.
And say, yeah. I love women who know what they want in life.
All right.
And say, if I got to sit around and interview somebody instead of them telling me how they think, then I might be dealing with the wrong person in that shit. Fuck the interviews, guys. It's time to start telling her some laws, rules, and codes now. It's time to start telling her expectations and demands. What?
What's that last part you said?
I forgot. You got to write it, man. I just go off the top of my head, man.
You said, I got to sit around and interview instead of telling them how they think, then they're not for me. So they must not be for
no,
me.
It's not that they're not for me. It's just that, hey, yeah, no, say that. Say, if I got to sit around and ask questions and they're not giving me any information and they're giving me one-word answers, then that's when I know. Wait. Scratch that. I have dated and been with enough women to know what is. Send that shit. Guys, We're going towards telling her our expectations of a woman. And no more interviewing questions. I don't want no more shit about her because she ain't trying to bite. Now I'm going to tell her what I expect of my women. Now I'm going to tell her what my expectations are. Fuck an interview. Now it's time to tell you what I expect of my women. Because if you can't meet these things, then I'll take you take care. Watch this. Watch. Watch how it go. Watch how it go, guys. Soak this shit up. See, gentlemen, why this is important is because the last thing I want you motherfuckers to do is take her to Coco on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. Or take her for ice cream or tea at the corner of wait, let me get my corners right. I'm sorry guys, I got to show you the corners. Y'all don't know the street corners. The last thing I told you guys, let me get my street corners. Hold on, let me get my street corners, guys. I'm sorry. The last thing I told you I want to do is take her for Coco on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth, or take her for ice cream on the corner of your face and the pillow, your ass in the air. Or even spend 99 cents to take her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. I'm getting all this bullshit out the way, guys. You want to know why? Because at the end of the day, if she ain't down and she ain't batting, this is when you throw them back in the water, man. Y'all don't have to play games, but you know what? I'd rather do it now than do it when we on that date. I'd rather all right, do it.
She said, ribeye steaks are pretty good. What temperature? There's a wrong answer.
So the thing I love about my women, is that I shouldn't have to tell her the temperature of my steak. She should do her homework and find out herself without having to ask. Say, write this down. Right there, you got one more thing. Come on, let's go. You ready for this one?
All right.
Say, there's nothing sexier than a woman that does her homework. Come on.
All right.
Sean, they heard talk so far. Hold on, DG. We ain't going to cut her off yet, brother, because I'm trying to teach the classroom a lesson here. I'm trying to show you how you got options and choices. Yes, I can cut her off, DG, but now we're talking about expectations. Fuck questions. Now I'm telling what I expect my women to be like. I'm going to tell you what I expect them to do. That's where we're going with this shit. She don't want to play, let's knock on the door. Then guess what? We're going to play what the fuck I expect. See? Show you that shit?
Yeah, I said it.
No, not you. I'm talking to the chat dogs, man. That's what you're saying. Carl, remember this part of the show, so then you don't know what moves to make. You can go back to the show and get the answer to the question. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, dog, this is great trash talking, man. Hey, I'm schooling. Hey, there you go, better. See that? See that right better saying to y'all motherfuckers? See, you can throw away, but like better saying, you can school her on your expectations. Fuck her. Look, she had her chance to have me knock on her door, her knock on mine, where I could have put a little bit of flavor in her ear and her eye. She didn't want to play that, guys. Remember, you got to make adjustments. So you know what? Cool. We don't have to play by that shit. But you know what? Now we're going to play the game of what I expect of you. That's what we're going to play. Because now I'm at the point, I see the drop off. I'm about to dump her ass in the water. But now, I hear the buzz. What did she say?
She said, you seem like the kind of guy who wants a submissive wife anyway.
No. Okay, stop. I don't want a submissive anything. I'm looking for a woman versus a girl. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm tired and bored of talking to shallow women that don't have anything to offer but looks. Come on. Tell them, Sean. Checkmate. Send that shit. I don't wait. Ain't nobody talking about a wife. You haven't even sucked my dick yet. Fuck you mean wife. What's she talking about? What's she talking about wife? She talking about wife? What? Try. Write this down. The next time a woman brings up that wife shit, we're going to bring them down a notch to booty call. The next time they do that, scribe out. Come on, man. Fuck you talking about wife. Hey, you haven't even jerked me off yet. You haven't even tasted my baby batter. You talking about wife? Come on, man. That's what I'm saying, dog, the audacity of her. Come on, man. Dog, I'm telling you, man, it's the game, baby. It's man mindset. Yeah, gentlemen, when you can return service, again, you don't have to do it this long, but I'm trying to educate you because you know what? Here's a beautiful thing about the women. Remember I told you? They're just like music. Classical women, hip-hop, house women, jazz women, blues women, pop, rock, goth, metal, techno, house, tribal, trip-hop, all that shit. But you know what? I don't give a fuck because I'm going to lead her where I want her to go. And if she ain't biting, I'm going to throw her back in the water. But what we're going to do before we throw her back in the water is we are going to show you guys how to set expectations. I'm showing you how to talk to women. I don't want you to ask what she does for a living because I don't give a fuck. And let me explain this to you guys. This is what y'all got to understand. Get y'all crayons out. You ever go to the mall, to the kiosk? You never, when you're walking in the mall and shit, and there's always some chick with a clipboard or there's some guy in the middle of the kiosk that says, hey, how's your day going? And the first thing that you say is, man, what the fuck are you trying to sell me? That's what you do when you ask her what she does for a living. That's what you do when you ask her what college she goes to. That's what you do when you ask her what she's looking for. Fuck that. Have you ever, did you, in this show right now, have I ever asked what she was looking for? Did I ask what she does for a living? I don't even want to know what college she goes to because I don't give a fuck. Oh, shit.
Hold on. All right. She said, so you've been ghosted before? Is that what you're saying?
No. Wait. Hold on one second. Hold on. Say to her, no, I've never been ghosted before, but I have wasted time before with women who didn't have anything to offer. Guys, it's time to go to church. Time to go to church, guys. Let's go to church. Send that shit. You heard what I said, right? You're going to church, guys.
Yeah.
All right, send that shit to her. Time to go to church, guys.
CSS Grid, meet Webflow.
Oh, dog, we about to go to church, dog. Guys, come on, everybody. Everybody out there, everybody in the congregation. Everybody in the congregation, please hold your hands up. My. This is Reverend Mr. Get That Ass. Oh, wait, she just replied. Hold on. I heard the buzz. Hold on. This is that fine preach to y'all. Hold on. What'd she say?
She said, what are you looking for out of your partner then?
As I told you before, I'm not looking for a partner. I'm trying to see character.
Oh,
Hurry up, I got something.
I'm ready.
I'm not the kind of man to tell you what you want to hear like other guys. I'm just being 1,000 with you. And hurry up.
All right.
And every reply that you send me tells me what I need to know. Send that shit. My. This is Reverend Mr. Get That Ass. And today I'm going to give you all a sermon because I want to let y'all guys know how good the game is when you're spitting that motherfucking yak. Because you see, I say, because you see, I was in the lines then. I was in the cave. And I tell you right now that I ain't gonna let no woman bring me down. Can I get an amen from my dog? No one better. Can I get an amen from Mr. Jones? Because let me tell you, if she wants to get on my dick and have my balls. Oh, wait, she replied back. Hold on. Oh, what she said? She replied back.
Yeah. All right, she said, that doesn't answer my question. I'll rephrase it then. So what's your end goal here being on Tinder? Are you looking for a long-term relationship at all? Marriage, mind-date hookups? Not quite sure yet.
She kind of, look, here is the honest truth. I can't tell you what I'm looking for because I don't know you well enough to answer that question. This is why I'm talking to you right now. To make a better assessment. Because the last thing I don't want to do is waste your time or mine. I got one more thing to say. Hurry up. You got that?
All right.
I want a woman that knows what she wants. And the only way I can find out is by talking to her. Oh, I'm sorry. Because I've been to the mountaintop, guys, and I've been down below. I've been with women that have not proven they worth to me, and they ain't right. Lying low in darkness, so I try to creep. Early morning hours, everybody else is asleep. Me and No Better are chilling with some Alizé. Uptown, downtown, rolling on a Sunday. I'm trying to tell you that I ain't playing with these women. Cause if they ain't putting their face in the pillow and they asses up in the air, then they are wasting Mr. Get That Ass's time. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Because it's the game. This is how we spit the game. Yes. Keep your hands going. Yes. Let's get that ass. All right, did she reply back?
Yeah. She said, now you're... Hold on, she's still typing. Hold on, she's still typing. She said, now you're evading my question. You're stubborn, aren't you? And she's still typing.
Hey, say this to her. Do you want me to tell you what you want to hear or what you need to know? And then wait, below that, I'm not done. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what you need to know. And what you need to know is that you caught my eye. That's why we're here right now. But you also need to know that I think, I feel, what you need to know, I feel like you are evading what I'm saying. Or duck and dodge what I'm saying. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I won't do that. Hey, ready for this? Now we're going to move to some sex. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find you sexually attractive.
All right.
Yes, I want to hug you.
All right.
Yes, I want to kiss you.
All right.
And if that's a crime, punish me for it. But I never said anything. I never said I didn't want to get to know you. But it seems like every time I ask you a question, you avoid the answer. Send that shit. Guys, we about to let this one go. We about to let her go. Hold on, let me see this. Hold on, let me tell someone else. Hit me up with some shit. Hold on. Wait. Fuck. 515. Well, I got another guy that's having a fucking problem. I'm in the... Hey. Here? You send that shit to her?
Yeah, she ain't saying nothing.
All right, let's see what she say. Because we ain't going to wait. Look, guys, this is what I'm talking about, man. But I want you guys to understand why we're taking so long. Because I'm trying to show y'all two ways of going about this. Y'all are getting a double dose of two ways of doing this. You can throw her back in the water anytime. Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. But I want to I'm trying to take a position now. I'm starting to tell her what I want now. Fuck all that other shit. I'm starting to tell her what I expect, what my expectations are, what I want. I don't give a fuck what she says. I'm going to tell her what the deal is, all right? That's what I'm going to do. But eventually, we're about to cut her off in a second. We're about to say, hey, man, I'm not the right guy for you. I say, I'm about to tell her it's not going to work out. Watch this shit. We're about to throw her. See, guys, the best thing about the game is you can just throw it in the water. What'd she say?
She said, that's a lot of words for 1 a.m. not reading all of that.
Okay, say, you know what? Say, you know what? Hey, look, I'm sorry for wasting your time. Good luck with finding a guy that, hey, no, don't even say that. Say, I'm sorry for wasting your time. You take care of yourself. That's it. Sorry for wasting your time. You take care of yourself.
All right.
Send that shit. Fuck her. See that guy? See, guys, yes, you could do this sooner. You could do this sooner. But what I was trying to get y'all to see is that as a man, you got choices and options. Yeah, I could have threw her in the trash, but I wanted you guys to see that, you know what? This is how you got to kind of weed them out. But then we have a choice that we can go ahead and tell them what we expect of them, okay? Oh, wait, my boy's in the queue. Hold on a second. Oh, send that shit to him. Let me get my dog in the queue. All right, what's up, 678? What's up, man?
Yo, so she hit me back with the text.
What'd she say?
She said, here, I sent the message to you. You see it?
No, you gave us an old message. What'd she say?
Okay. Oh, she
I love the type of music. No, she don't want to get herself pregnant. I already got that message. Give me the other one.
I'm sorry. Come
on, dog. I can work two balls and one stone. 614, you got to sacrifice. You got to let her go. Because if she don't want to read that shit, fuck her. Then she is exactly why I'm trying to find someone better. Fuck her.
She said something.
All right, what'd she say?
She said, you're pretty interesting. You're not interested in absolutely anything with me? Nothing?
No, wait a second. Wait. Say this. You say what you have to understand is that I'm not the average guy. I know what I want from a woman. And the last thing that I'm going to do is pull teeth. Hurry up. Let me get one more thing to say. Hurry up.
All right.
If you don't want to read my messages, then that tells me that I'm wasting my time. And then I want you to say this. You ready? We about to hit her with a Mike Tyson punch. You ready?
All right.
Wait. Okay. Hey. What you have to understand is that I'm tired of going through women like a hot knife through butter. I'm bored. So now I'm looking for something more than just going through a woman like a hot knife through butter. I'm tired of the one-night stands. I'm tired of the women that want to marry me, and I'm tired of the women that want to have my child. So I just want something a little bit different. Send that shit to her. Send that shit to her motherfucking ass. I'm tired of the, now I want you to say the one sucking your dick, but you let her know. Now let me help you out with your question. She said, you say I'm not the type of man to tell you what, I'm not the type of man to tell you what you want to hear like other guys. I'm being 1,000 with you. She says, LOL, I've been knowing this is what you're, I know, wait, okay, wait, look.
Yo.
All right, so wait, hold on. 678, this is what you tell her. What I'm trying to do is to see what you're about. And the last thing I want to do is waste your time or my time. Let me know when you're done, 678. I got one more thing for you to say.
I'm ready.
You ready? 678.
Yep. Yep, I'm
ready. Did you write that down?
I did. I'm ready.
Okay, and then what you say to her is, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your buddy. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way, and that's keeping it all the way real with you. I'm being all the way real with you. Do you want to play? Send that shit to her. See, guys, I'm doing God's work here. I'm helping. I'm doing two times at one, man. I just do what the game is. It could be 2-3. I'm like that chess player that walks down the line and makes one move after the other of the other. What did old girl say, 614?
Oh, she said, well, if I'm being honest with you, personally, I think you're trying a little too hard to get to the bottom of things.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Fuck. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Oops, I hit the wrong button. Shit. Hold on.
She's still typing, too.
Hold on. Wait. Hey, I got you. We about to. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Oops, I hit that. I'm sorry, guys. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. Oops. I hit the wrong button, guys. I'm sorry. I'm back. My mouse failed. I'm back. Don't rush. I'm gone. We still here. We good. We here. We good. So what did she say? Listen, guys, I'm about to cut her off. What did she say?
She said, and it seems like you're the kind of person who kind of struggles enjoying things for what they are. Why can't we just chat, talk about our day, the weather? What the fuck?
Okay, hold on.
Politics.
Listen to me. If you want to talk about those things, then by all means, talk to those guy friends of yours. I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. And the only way I can do that is by talking to you the way I am right now. No, we about to kick it to the curb. No. We about to kick it to the curb. Where's my dog, 1950? And my dog, 1950. I love my dog, 1950. We about to wrap this up. But, hey, 678, you send that shit to her?
I did. I'm waiting for a response right now.
Now, 678. We're gonna play with that pussy in a second too. What you got, 614?
Hey, keep in mind,
what's up?
Dean, this is the same girl that told me like I would fuck you right now. She said this to my face when I kicked it with her. She's like, I'm fucking right now. This is my friend.
She said she's fucking right now?
No, she said when I linked with her last time I was in town like a year ago, she said I would fuck you right now, but you already had sex with my friend.
Are you in town right now?
Yes.
Okay, now we got to get to talking to the fucking. We'll cut all the bullshit. All right, this is what I want you to send her right now. Did she reply back?
Nah, she hasn't yet. Should I double text or just wait?
Hey, this is what you say. Fuck that. We're going to take the initiative. Say, hey. Say, I still have the taste of your pussy on my lips. No, in my thoughts, not on my lips, because you ain't washed your face. I still have the taste of your pussy in my thoughts right now. Send that shit to her. We going to get to the point. We going to talk about fucking this one. 614, where are you at on your shit? I'm multitasking.
She sent me a whole bunch of shit, but it don't matter. So now she said, or think about this. Spend genuine quality time with me and figure those things out for yourself. What?
Okay, say that. Watch this. I bet you ain't going to go. Watch this. Hey, you know what? Say, I don't think I'm the right person for you.
All right, that's
what I'm saying. Wait, okay, hold on. Say, you want a nice guy to try to prove himself to you. I have nothing to prove. But I'm honest enough to tell you that maybe I'm not the right guy for you. See that shit, guys? Hold on, we worked in both ends. Because fuck that. We're not letting her control the conversation. We're about to cut her ass off. I bet she ain't gonna want to go. She wants you to ask her about her day. And what is your political affiliation? What is your religion? Tell me, what did you do at your last job? What books do you read? Oh, what shows do you watch on the Lifetime channel? Oh, wait a second. Let me get the music. Hold on a second. Let me get the music with that bullshit. Let me show you what she wants y'all motherfuckers to say to her. Let me pull this shit up. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me show you guys what she wants you to say and shit. Guys, we don't play that bullshit with these women. We're not interviewing these women. We are not doing that shit. Let me show y'all something before we wrap this motherfucking show up. Tell me, what do you think about when you take long walks every day? Are you walking your dog? Are you on the right side of the curb or the left side of the curb? When you brush your teeth, which toothpaste do you use? What side of the bed do you sleep on? What's your favorite salad dressing? What do you like to do if you're not doing anything at all? I mean, my fucking God, is that, why the fuck? Why would I ask anybody that shit, man? Oh, what'd she say, dog?
All right, hold on. She got a bunch of shit.
Oh, shit, now. See? Come on, dog.
She said, so it's an issue for you to spend quality time with me? You can't take me on a date and have conversations with me about things I find to be important?
No, no. I see that. Hold on. Time out, guys. See, I tried to get rid of her, and she's still trying to hold on. See that, guys? She's already got the drug. I'm trying to get rid of her, and she wants to. See, normally a woman would just go away. Y'all see that shit? I'm showing y'all some game here. So she, hey, read that again. Listen, guys, listen. That again.
So basically she was saying, I can't take her on a date and ask her about her stuff, like how her day went, how she feeling, basically.
Okay, listen. Okay, here you go. Say, listen. My job is not to ask you about your day. My job is to get to know you better so I can recognize things in you that will tell me about your day. That was me freezing mannequin style. Guys are bad. I'm bad, guys. Come on, guys. Y'all see the game I'm spitting right now. God damn it, man. God damn it. There's nothing that they can say, man. There's nothing a woman can say. Hold on, I hear some buzzing. Who's saying some shit? Y'all know better. Y'all hold it down for the DMV. What's she saying now, dog?
I sent it, but then she told me this before I sent it. She said, I'm not asking for anybody to prove anything besides the fact they're worthy of my love with this switch.
Hold on, time out. Gentlemen, you see when a woman's not into you, she'll just cut you off? Did you just see what we said? I'm not the right guy for you. And what is she doing? She's trying to justify shit. We're fucking winning. Write this down. Send this to her. I didn't say anything about not getting to know you. But you have to understand what kind of a man I am. Damn, is she still talking?
Yeah.
Oh, no, hold on, son. Dog, see that? She's sending a book. Stop what you're doing. What is she saying? What is she saying?
You'll never know unless you ask. Make a Google form questionnaire. What the fuck? If you want a full list of my bad habits and what makes me tick, my mannerism. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right, here we go. All right, what did I have? What did you say right now? What did I have you saying? What did I have saying?
I said, I didn't say anything about not getting to know you, but you have to.
Turn up, speak up.
I said, I didn't say anything about not getting to know you, but you have to understand what kind of man I am.
Yeah, what kind of man I am. Hey, look, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but this is going to sound like I'm an asshole. See, I'm not trying to be an asshole. This is going to make me sound like an asshole. Hey, trust me when I tell you that I'm very experienced when it comes to women, and I don't need to do what the average guy does. Guys, guys, I'm showing you. See, the normal one, when you say goodbye, she'll let you go. But you see, she didn't want to read shit, but when you was about to cut her off, she writing paragraph after paragraph right now. Now, gentlemen, we're motherfucking women. We're not women, winning. We're winning. No better. That's what we're doing, baby. 61678, what you got over there, man?
I sent the message, she didn't respond back yet.
Well, goddamn, we gotta get that motherfucker to respond. Hey, wait, you know what? Fuck that. Why, are you ready to call that motherfucker and get some pussy set up?
Man, she ain't pick up the last time, man.
I don't give a fuck if she's slaying dragons right now, goddamn it. I want you to write this down. You call her, and when her fucking phone answers, you're gonna say this on her message. We're going to get right to the point. Fuck that. It's time to get you to the point of getting that pussy while I work on this other motherfucker. But you see that, guys? Multitasking. Show one red pill motherfucker that's doing this. Show me one motherfucker in the manosphere doing this. Show me anybody doing what the fuck you see right now. Now, come on. You ready?
Yep.
Write this down.
Yep.
You ready? And you will call her, and this is what you're going to tell her on the phone. I heard you have a little buzz in a second. You hold on, 614. You tell her this shit right here. You say, you know what? Say, what's up, sexy? Let me know you're done. Say, done.
Done.
The reason why I'm calling you right now is because I'm thinking about that nice, wet, tight pussy of yours.
Okay.
And when are you going out of town? When are you leaving?
I got a couple of days. I got like 7 days. I got another week.
I'm here for 7 days. I'm here for 7 days. Let's set something up. So I can hit that pussy from the back like you like it. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to click your ass over. I want you to click your ass over. When you hear the voice message, you click back, and you say that shit live on the air, so I hear you say that shit right. Go right now.
All right.
Go right now. 614, hold on 1 second. We got to wait for 617 to get done. What you thought, 614? Hurry up, 617. Is that help 614 over here? Guys, it's game right here, man. It's game. You talking about hitting that? Well, fuck it. 614, what's she saying? Wait, hold on, 614, wait a minute. Talk a little bit till he pop back on. What's she saying, 614?
She said, the more you see, the less you know. Maybe I'm not the average woman.
Okay, wait.
She's saying, I'll put her in the box.
Don't put her in the box?
She said, I would appreciate if you didn't put me in
the box. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You know what's actually... The reason I'm calling you right now is because I'm thinking about that nice, wet, tight pussy of yours. Look, I'm here for 5 days. Let's sign something up so I can hit that pussy from the back like you like it. Get my line.
Six, seven, you done?
I don't know if you're on.
Okay, good. Okay, back to you, 614. Okay, he's coming back. Okay, 614, say this. Say you sound like you're not interested in me. Say that to her. Say you sound like you're not interested in me. Say it sounds like you just want to play games. Send that shit to her. 678, I'm opening you back up, dog. So, hey, now do you feel better that you laid the law about getting that ass, dog? 678? Damn, can you unmute
you? No, straight up, honestly, like, I feel like, you know, getting to the point. You know what I mean?
Get to the fucking point. If you already got the pussy, stop pussyfooting. I'm here for a few days. I want that pussy. I want to hit it like I did last time. And I want to pin your motherfucking knees to your goddamn shoulders. Let me know if you want to fuck. What's up?
Whoa. No. Steve, I fucked her friend.
Oh.
I had fucked her friend. No, I fucked her friend. Dang. Yeah,
oh, you failed to tell me that you fucked your friend?
No, bro. That's why I said, my bad, man.
All right. Well, just send that to her. You already did it. Let's see what she say. Fuck it. 614, what is she saying, dog?
She's talking about, I told you what I was looking for. Absolutely. Let me quote myself. I ain't trying to hear no more paragraphs, bro.
Stop, man. What is she saying?
No, that's what she said.
Wait, what did she say again?
She said, I told you what I was looking for. Actually, let me quote myself. So I'm guessing she's going to send some more shit.
I let her quote herself because we about to shut that shit down. About to shut the show down, too, but we trying to do this shit. I'm trying to show y'all, man. I'm trying to show y'all game. Trying to work, man. You should have told me about it. You didn't say anything about the friend that you fucked. You said you fucked her. You say anything about
No. So I said no. She said. So last time I was with her, she said I would fuck you right now, but you already had sex with my friend. All right,
let's just say we role play that shit. Like I hit it from the back. Let's see what she say.
All right, I'm gonna see what now, she says. So
614, what is she saying to you?
No, she ain't saying nothing yet.
All right, now remember, guys, is she typing?
Nah. I think she's about to go screenshot some shit. I don't know.
All right, well, let her screenshot. Say, listen to me, brother, listen to me. This is where we're going to have the one in the chamber. Say to her, look, say, write this down. We'll have this in the chamber.
Oh, wait, she said something. She said,
what'd she say?
She said, I guess I didn't send it. That's crazy. I'll be honest.
Hey, what did she say?
She said... Because she was like, actually, let me quote myself, like some shit she already said. So then she was like, actually, I guess I didn't send it. That's crazy. Like, she didn't say what she thought she said.
Oh, say, okay. Say, okay. Say, okay. Say, but that still doesn't change the fact that I think you're looking for a gay best friend versus being with a man that knows what he wants.
I'm not opposed to a relationship, but I'd love to be committed to someone, but also enjoy dates and going out with someone.
Say nobody said we won't do that. Write this down. Say, nobody said we won't do that, but say things like that are earned and not given. Things like that are earned and not given. Listen, hurry up and say something. I got something to say. Say that. Wait, I got something else to say. Check this out, guys. Watch this.
All right.
Say, I think you're mistaking me for a beta male that's trying to prove itself to you. Let me know when you're done, because I'm about to hit it with a punch right there. Watch this. You hurry up.
All right.
Why do I need to ask you what you're looking for Let me know when you're done.
All right.
When I know I'm him. Send that shit. Come on, guys. I'm cold, man. Come on, guys. Well, we can say, I know you would have said sucker, but, you know, some women get offended by sucker. that, Don, some women get offended by a sucker. So I said beta male. But why would I ask you what you're looking for when I know I'm it? I mean, that could be real fucking egotistical of me. But, gentlemen, that's how the fuck I feel. Why the fuck would I try to tell a woman or ask her what she's looking for? See, gentlemen, when you know you can fit any woman, you don't have to ask her about shit because you know you're everything for her, man. Send that shit to her and see what she say. Oh, what'd she say?
Damn. She said, you know, you have a lot of nerve to say you're exactly what I'm looking for, and I feel like I'm arguing with you. It's over with. Why don't you throw her back?
Stop. Stop. Listen. Wait. Say what she said again.
Okay, she typed in again. She said, a lot of nerve to say you're exactly what I'm looking for, and I feel like I'm arguing with you.
Say, we're not arguing. Say, we're just talking. And the reason why I know I am what you're looking for How are we going to say this? Say, trust me, I have a lot of experience with women. What did she say?
I like the confidence, but still.
Say, hey, and send that shit and say this real quick. Send that thing and say, look, say, if you like the confidence, stick around. You'll fall in love with it. If you like the confidence, stick around because you'll fall in love with it. See that shit, guys? She doesn't want to go. I'm trying to throw her away, but she holding on. Y'all see those cartoons where they scrape the ground and she don't want to go? She ain't trying to go. That's right, DG, the internal battle. She likes the confidence, but check it out. I don't want you to like it. I want you to fall in love with it. Come on, man. Say to her, you know what? Say this shit. I'll hold this in a check. Say, I think. Oh, what'd she say?
She said. She said, so tell me, what exactly is the secret to getting the girl? What has all of your experience taught you?
Say, do you want a sample of the secret? Say, do you want a sample of the secret? And say this, say, please no, if you say yes, you can't get offended by what I'm about to tell you. Do you want a sample of the secret? If you say yes, you can't get offended by what I'm about to tell you. Guys, we're getting around that corner to some intimacy. We're getting around that corner. Come on. Hey, guys, y'all see. Hey, we're real. Hey, dog. We're deep sea fishing. You know, like those like marlins and shit, where you got to like slowly reel them motherfuckers in. We doing this shit. We about to talk about sex in a second, guys.
She said, go for it.
Say, tomorrow night when you take a shower, this is what I want you to do. And then put ... and then go down one and say, are you sure you want a sample? And send it to her. Guys, it took a while, but we finally get to some sex, guys. Hey, remember, guys, the reason why I want to ask, I want her to invite us in. I want the invite. I'm not busting through that door. I want that motherfucker to say yes. If she says yes, then we're going to push forward. Where we go, guys. She's contemplating now. She's like, oh, shit. He about to tell me some shit I never heard before. Do I want to play? We're waiting for her to say yes. Oh, what'd she say?
She said, sure, we all love a little erotica.
Uh-oh! Guys, I'm a bad motherfucker. Guys, all right. So this is what we're going to say to her. Say, act one, scene one. You ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, I want you to, or you do this in the morning. In the morning when you take a shower. Let me know you're done. We're gonna spend, now we're going to spend some yak, guys.
All right.
And now we get to some erotica. Okay, the morning when you take a shower, I want you to turn out the lights.
All right.
Why? Because if I was there right now, but if I was with you, wait, why would you turn the lights? Because the reason why is because there's nothing like not knowing where I'm going to touch you next. And then what I want you to write, act two, dot, 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 and send that to her. And then we'll write act two. So go ahead. Hurry up. Send act two, dot, 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 under that, and send that to her. Then we're going to get to the next part. You ready?
All right. All
right. Say that. Okay. Act two. I want you to play your favorite music. Why? Because there's nothing like moving to the rhythm of your favorite song. Act three, dot, 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 and send that shit. Let me know you're ready. You got to get to act three. I told you we'll get that shit. We she don't want to go. We're going to play some fucking
rock. Wait, nothing like you moving to your favorite what?
To moving to the rhythm of your favorite song.
Oh.
Nothing like moving to the rhythm of your favorite song. Act three, dot, 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 send it to her. We about to talk about playing with her pussy now. We about to get to that part. Are you ready for act three?
Yeah.
Act three. What I want you to do is take your towel and let that be my lips and my tongue. And I want you, come on, write that down.
I want you to take your towel.
And explore, I want you to take a towel and let that be my lips and my tongue. And I want you to explore your body the way you would want me to explore your body when you wash your body. Act number four, send that to her. Right, act four, send that to her.
All right. She can't even text back. She's typing, but it's too fast.
I don't send that to her. And then put act four. Do you want me to continue? Send that shit. Come on, dog. We talking about fucking now. Yes. It took a minute, but now we talking about fucking.
Oh,
gentlemen,
hey,
let me show you something. What's up?
She texted me back, man.
What'd she say?
She said, I hear you. Everything in that paragraph was just more sophisticated way of saying you want to fuck.
Wait, what'd she say? It wasn't a fucking what? What?
She said, everything in that paragraph was just more sophisticated way of saying you want to fuck. I'm very much so past that in my life. And the way my loyalty is set up, I can't cross that line with you.
And say, with all due respect, you take care of yourself and good luck with the next guy. Say, with all due respect, you take care of yourself and good luck with the next guy. Send that shit. See that, guys? Send it. Send it. And watch, guys, how many of y'all think in the chat room she going to walk away? Put one if she's going to walk away, guys. Hurry up. And put two if she's going to stay. Come on, guys, real quick. One if she's going to go. Two, hey, don't tell us what she says in the buzz. One, is she going to walk away? Or two, is she going to stay? Come on, chat room. One or two. Come on, chat room, real quick.
Hey, but she took a while to hit me back. She took a while to hit me back. Should I just go ahead and hit it right, like straight ahead, straight up?
Send what I just told you. Good luck. And say, take care. Good luck with the other guy. Send that shit. Chat room, I'm asking you. Is she going to, one, is she going to go away? Wait, one going away, two say. All right, guys, let's see. Chat room dogs. Hey, this is what we do, baby. We do this together. Guys, this is how cold the game is. We about to wrap this shit up, but, hey, we trying to get rid of her. Let's see if she goes. Let's see. We're going to tell her good luck with the next guy. Let's see if she leaves. Because if she stay, we going to lay in her ass about you playing games now. You want to play high school games. I'm a man. I want a woman that knows what she wants. Watch this. If she got something to say, we going to say, when we hear that buzz, we going to find out. Is she doing a one going away? Or is she going to do a two and say something else? I'm cutting her off. Y'all see that, guys? I'm saying good luck with the next guy. Hey, guys, remember? Hold on. Let me see if we can play the song. Hold on, guys. Let me see if I can play the song. Hold on. Let me find the song real quick. Hold on, guys. Let me see if I can find the song. Hold on. Oh, shit. Wait. Hold on. No, don't say that yet. All right, gentlemen. The moment of truth. What did she say? Single four.
Oh, she said, all right, you can stop here. That's definitely not the secret to all women. It's not very appealing to me at all, actually. Anything in the shower isn't appealing, honestly. But, hey, if it makes you feel better, go on.
Say, don't get upset at me if you've never been fucked correctly in the shower. With all due respect, don't get mad at me because you've never been fucked correctly in the shower. Then what you say is this. I'm looking for a woman that knows what she wants, not a girl that makes child, not a girl that wants to play games. Send that shit. Hold on, guys. Let me show you what we're doing, guys. Hold on. We're going to play the song, guys. We're going to play a song. Hold on, guys. We got a song for y'all before we wrap this up. Hold on. Send that shit to her. Send that shit to her. Let me find a song, guys. We about to play a song, guys. Hold on. Got a special song for you guys. A special song for you.
Not a girl who what?
Not a girl that's playing games. Man, I ain't playing no motherfucker. Hey, man, I'm a grown man. I ain't about no fucking hangout shit. But, no, I'm just saying. You said with all due respect. So, you know, you ain't being a motherfucking dick, but, you know, you're going to be seen as a dick saying that shit. All right, guys, we're going to play the song for you guys. This song is dedicated to my chat room dog. I'm showing what we doing. Because you know what? Now you're becoming a bad boy and an asshole. And if she haven't been fucked right, it's not my problem. She acting like the shower ain't good fucking. Don't get me wrong if you've been with some weak-ass motherfuckers that know how to take care of that pussy. Shit. All right, guys, let me get to the song. Gentlemen, let me play the song. Hold on, we're going to play the song before you get the buzz back. Hold on, here we go, you guys. Here's a song. Here we go, guys. Here's a song. Mika.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tamika, how can I? Oh, damn it. Here we go. Hold on. Help you. All right, so someone named Tamika. Guys, raise your hands. It's a song.
I miss you. I miss you so much. I feel trapped in a corner shadow of the memories that come and go between us. I mourn the absence between us. My eyes fill with tears, but you still don't respond. You say nothing at all. I think about you before I go to bed. I think about you when I open my eyes.
I want you to hit a chorus.
Just to let you know, I'm trying.
I want y'all to hit a chorus. Get to the chorus. Hold on. Hold on.
I walk down this lonely road.
Hold on. We'll get to this count. What's that?
Because without...
Hold on, guys. I want y'all to hit a chorus. Hold on. Here you go.
The world keeps turning around.
Hold on.
It keeps spinning.
Here goes.
For me, and turns of the season bring me.
Here goes. Hold on.
Well, lately, I've been pulling
my poetry. Day,
just to let you know, I'm trying to find my way back.
Here we go. Hold on.
I'm trying to find that candle in the window. I miss your warmth.
Ooh, I got all them tracks. Candle in the window, baby. Did she say something back, dog?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said, or we could accept the fact that not all women like the same things. But I'm not. I'm playing games because I'm being upfront about what does and doesn't bring me pleasure to a guy.
Say you don't want me. Say you don't want to be with me. You don't want to be with me. It sounds like you want somebody to kiss your ass. Send that shit. See that shit? I told you, Mr. Jones, she would say. See, I told her she got fucked. Y'all hear that? We told her, with all due respect, you haven't been fucked in the shower the right way. Did she go away? Did she go away? No, she didn't. Let's get another song track while we waiting for her. Let's get y'all another song track while we wait. Let's see what we can say right here. Let's see some nasty shit. What is this one right here? Oh, I see. Y'all can hear it? Hey, can you hear that?
Tossing and turning, the post is so tight. You want this dick, baby, to sleep through the night. Get with me, bitch, and lock the door. You be the good girl, and I'll be your whore.
Hey, dog, chat room, y'all hear that song? Hey, chat room, where's my chat? Y'all heard that one, right? Did y'all hear that one, guys? Y'all hear that one, guys? Hold on, guys, I got another one for you. We're going to play a few while we're waiting, guys. Let's see what we got here. Let's see here. What was the next one we got? Let's see what we got here. Let's see what this is. Let me see. Hold on, let's see what this is. What the fuck is this one?
Let me get behind you. Don't whisper in your ear. Of all the things that I wanna do for you here. Baby, we got a night. So I'm gonna take my time. Let me lick that pussy and blow your mind.
The weight of eternity.
You got so many tracks, guys. I got so many tracks. Hey, what's she saying, dog? What's she saying? I'll put that back in the top. What's she saying, dog? What's she saying?
And you don't want to be with me. It sounds like you want somebody to kiss your ass and shut up about it. I mean, we live in a society.
See that? Say this to her. What do you want from me? Hey, what do you want from me? Say this. Because apparently, you're not used to a man turning you on like this. How do I know? Because you ain't going anywhere. How much time we got? God damn it. We got to hurry up, man. All right, hold on, man. Let me see if I can get y'all another jam, man, while we waiting to see what she says. All right, man. Let's see if we get another one. Let me give you another one. Let's see here. What is sex meditation? Let's do sex meditation. Let's do sex meditation. Here we go. Sex meditation. Sex meditation.
I'm so dirty. Talk so bad. I'm everything you want me to be. I'm everything you want in a nasty man. Let me be a fantasy. I'm so freaky. Talk so kinky. Let me lick your body right. Sex, let me say something, baby. Come on, let me eat it tonight.
All right, here we go, here's another one.
Haz lo que tú quieras de mí. Todo lo que quieras en un hombre, ven. Fantasía quiero ser. Extraño ser, siento soy, déjame tu cuerpo besar. Sex, meditation, baby, déjame comerte ya.
I even mix Spanish with my shit. All right, what we got, dog? What you saying, man?
All right, she said, I'm not turned on, that's for sure, but it's 2 a.m. and I'd love to prove my point.
Say this. Hey, this is what you're gonna say. Look. It sounds like you want to get to know me. No, I ain't singing. I can't sing. I get people to sing for me. Say it sounds like you want to get to know me. Then say, but it also sounds like there's a part of you that wants to try to control me, and that ain't gonna happen. Send that shit. Let's play another track while we waiting, guys. Send that shit. All right, guys, let's hit you another one. Let's hit you this another one. Let's see what we got here. What is this one? What is this one? Oh, I'm sorry, that's not okay. We don't need that one. Let's go back. Let's find another one. No.
Bouncing my subconscious.
Oh, wait, that's not the same one. That's just me talking this shit. Let me see. I got another one for you. Hold on. Let me find another one for you guys while waiting. Is she replying? Is she typing?
She typing.
All right. While she typing, let me play this one for you guys. Hold on. Let me find one for y'all. Let me find one for you guys. Let me find a good one for you. Hold on. Let me find a good one. Fuck. Hold on, guys. Trying to find a good track for you. Let me see here. Hold on, let me see.
She said, no, I don't want to control you, but someone standing up to you and arguing back with you makes you feel that way.
No, I say we're not. All right, say, can we kiss and make up for some reason? Because if you think we're arguing, can we kiss and make up? Because I'm not arguing for you. I'm not arguing with you. Say, if you think we're arguing, can we kiss and make up? Because I'm not arguing with you. All right, let's get to this one.
It's late at night. You come over. I give you the take your hand. We have my favorite book here of you tonight. I got this, and I want you to enjoy the ride.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's just a poem, man. Hold on a second.
Allow myself.
Oh, that's not at home. Trying to let me see him. Let me see the naughty man. Hold on a second. Here we go. Another track, guys. From the poetry. While we waiting.
I want to rob you, baby. Oh, yeah. Let me touch your mind. I want to be like you. Your body is so divine. So divine. I'm just a naughty man. Waiting for you to unlock my gate. I would do
things through your body with passion and sexual ways.
We're standing outside.
All right, there we go. That's not a man. I'm gonna put that shit up to the top, man. I like that. That's so many tracks, man. Shit. Gotta put some other shit up there. Thank you, mine. Creamy. Wait, here's Creamy Juicy Wet. Do we do Creamy Juicy Wet yet? Hold on. Let me see if we put some.
Oh, there I go.
Creamy Juicy Wet. I mean, without fuck me.
Wow.
Here's
mind
me.
Blown. Seriously. You're amazing. That was really enjoyable to listen to. And I'm not going to lie, I'm probably going to listen to that once in a while. I downloaded that. That is some offer. I have definitely never been offered something like that before. And, definitely surprised right now. So if I could be allowed to process that before I decide what to say, that'd be great. Because I'm definitely in foreign territory, 100%.
Will you come fuck me? Will you come fuck me? Will you come fuck me?
I got so many tracks.
Will you come, man? Will you come for me?
Guys, I got a lot of tracks, man. What'd she say?
I'm about to go to bed, so like.
I know you're about to go to bed. What the fuck she say? I'm about to wrap this shit up. What did she say?
She said, basically, she said, let me rephrase that. I meant to say, she rephrased it, and then she talked about we both hard-headed, so it's hard to walk away from the conversation without debating your point.
Say it's hard to walk away from me because you want to get to know me better. Be honest. That'll be the last thing. Let's see what she says with that. Say you want. It's hard for you to walk away from me because you want to get to know me. Be honest. And let's hear the last thing she says, and then we're gonna wrap it up with her. But guys, I'm trying to show y'all some shit. Oh, you want surrender? Okay, you want surrender? Okay, let me see if I can get you surrender. Yeah, this will be the last one. After this is it. But let's see if she agrees, and then we'll wrap it up. Fucking surrender. All right, what's she saying?
She said, I do, but not in the way you think I do.
So then say... Okay, say take care and good luck with the next man. I'm gone. Hey, say take care, good luck with the next man, and say I'll leave you alone. Say take care.
You make me moan.
So just tell her. Just surrender. Yeah.
You make me moan. Make me moan.
This is the song you asked for. I'm just letting it hear be there.
I can't help it. I have to surrender. That's the way it has to be. Submit to all the things that make you up. Please take my mind and body. You are a beautiful painting. You are a sexy waterfall. You are a falling star, wishing every night to me you're everything. That's all. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies and the symphonies. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds, melting as one. It's all about the love we make.
I'll move that to the top, dog. I'll put that at the top. But yeah, so did she reply back to that? Because you're about to go to bed. Did she reply back?
Yeah, she said, have a nice night with the kissy face.
All right, then deuces. All right, don't say nothing else. Just go. Because she's going to hit you up in the morning. Get at me tomorrow if she hits you up in the morning, okay? Because I'm about to wrap this shit up, okay?
Man. I appreciate it.
All right, I got you, dog. I got you, man. So go ahead and go. Let me go ahead and add. Let me go ahead and add Surrender to a track. I'm going to take off Creamy, Juicy, and Wet, and I'm going to add Surrender. Let me add that to the top. Let me get rid of Creamy, Juicy, Wet. And let, all right, go hang up, dog, because I'm about to wrap this shit up. I'm about to wrap this up, but I want to talk. Let me go to Surrender and shit. Get Creamy, Juicy, and Wet. Add Surrender. All right, I added Surrender there. Surrender's set. I think I got that shit set. Yeah, Surrender's there. Okay. So it's at the top of the thing. So Surrender's at the top if you want to listen to that. All right, guys, we're about to wrap this up. But listen to me, guys. Everybody listen to me. Okay, guys, look at this. This is all my dogs out there listening to this stuff real quick. All right, check this out, man. This is, we're about to end the show, but this is the one thing I want to say to all you guys listening. The important lesson that you're learning here is that I'm not wasting my fucking time. I know y'all saying, man, you talk so long to that girl, but I wanted to let you see how you hold a position, how you stand on your square, and you don't let women walk over you. You don't let women push the narrative. And yes, we tried to get rid of her, okay? We tried to get rid of her, but she didn't want to go. We tried to get rid of her. She didn't want to go. So I'm just saying to you guys, this is how the game works. When they're really intrigued with you, they're not going anywhere. But listen, just soak up that, man. We about to wrap this up, man. I know we did like 5 hours and shit, but it's 5 hours of showing you how the game works. Now, for a lot of you guys, I know you said, well, I'll let her go. But gentlemen, what did you notice? She's so intrigued by that man that she can't let him go. Why? Because he gave her the drug of him. And that's the key thing that I want you guys to see. Okay, man. So we're about to wrap this up, man. Y'all have a good one, man. Hey, man, much love to Rosebud and the fellas and all that other shit. I'm going to be dropping some sex mindset video clips, 10-second. I'm going to be spending some game with y'all to get y'all prepared for May. All right, man. We out here, guys. Thank you, chat room. Please, guys, go back and listen to this and see every move that we made. Everything that she said, we returned serve within 1 second. We didn't falter. We didn't stutter. We didn't stop. And we hit her. See, gentlemen, if you get this bullshit out the way when you see her, it goes right to hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses. Guys, y'all are great men. Oh, okay. God damn it, Joshua J. Guys, all right, Joshua got me. Guys, at the end of the day, remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody thought they had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, live every day like it's your last day, man. I am the Dean. Guys, we out. Thank you to Rosebud. We will see you guys next week. Thank you, guys. Check out the poetry. A lot of great tracks on there. You can learn how to spit yak from the poetry. Fuck with your boy. We out, man. Peace. Forgot how good that song was. Shit.
Until the morning sun, it's all about the fruit, the music and the grease. It's all about your body, a heavenly masterpiece. The smell of your perfume intoxicates the mind. It takes me to worlds and places colognes can never find. Your body parts, I take my time with every little kiss. From neck to back, back to spine, to find a pure bliss. A freak can be defined in many ways. In my case, the word is called foreplay. I like to take you by the hand to the land, so you understand that I want you, Kelly, and I want to be your man. I won't sneak a creep, but I gotta take a peek. Looking at your body every day of the week. I won't look too long, cause I don't want to spoil myself. My eyes might water. Let me take a deep breath and think about what you mean to me. What a lady with a nice figure, baby. Your mind gets twisted. Can I get explicit? The things I want to do, I'd rather show you than speak it. I can't help it. I have to surrender. That's the way it has to be. Submit to all the things that make you up. Please take my mind and body. You are a beautiful painting. You are a sexy waterfall. You are a falling star. I wish on every night to be your everything. That's all. I hold you in the days of days as a paraphrase. The game to your mind, have your body six plays. By my voice, like a swimming pool. That Susan put your body in the mood. Talk to lovely ladies at the club while I groove.
higher, higher hands to the sky. Wiggle that ass, rub those smooth thighs, hypnotized by my lips and my eyes. Try this mind candy and have it paralyzed. Transposed, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Noah Kelly, who knows? It can be a one-night stand, or we can have it all. And what we do would never leave these mirror walls. The instant burns, the world turned to another day. And I can give you my physical serenade. I'ma put your name on the VIP. So just tell the front door of your keys. Please help it. I have to surrender. That's the way it has to be. Submit to all the things that can make me love. Please take my mind and body. You are a beautiful painting. You are a sexy waterfall. You are a falling star. I wish on every night to be everything. It's all moan. Make me moan. Carry me. Make me moan. Moan. You make me moan, 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 moan.
Think about it. If you want to hang out, it's cool. I'm also thinking about you. The spark that we make that causes a night. It's such a nice shape, pussy. That didn't matter. I knew you just wanted to talk. With wonder and surprise, big ass in her way. Turning back is what she should do instead. She goes back and lightly knocks on the door. The moment is surreal. It feels like a dream to her. All of her worries go out the window as she takes my hand. No awkward tension in the air, but also no clever word. Yeah, I want to see your beautiful body. I lay awake on my way. You say we're not fucking tonight.
Frustration seeps through every pore. Your beautiful silky skin.
from your sexy curves down to your core. You're seeking a harder touch, something different, much, much deeper, sexual fulfillment. Maybe I can be a fantasy to be crossed off your list. No complications, no murders committed. Close your eyes.
And look. Hey, y'all, you're beautiful. I would love to stay, but I got to go. It's my last call. Yeah, absolutely.
We call well, yes.
You know what I say. Can you say ya mean? Ya? Say ya? Mean. Mean. Say ya mean. Yeah, there you go. You good?
Yes.
You're so pretty. You are so pretty.
Joseph.
Yeah, I will.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Of course, of course. I'm wonderful.
Let me get behind you and whisper in your ear of all the things that I wanna do, do while you're here. Baby, we got a night, so I'm gonna take my time. Let me lick that pussy
the weight of eternity until I hear the sound of your voice. So much brighter is the room from the sparkle of your beautiful eyes. Your body heat rises under my soft caress. As I kiss your lips, I become more than I was. I gaze upon your beautiful body, knowing the